Hello, it's the 21st of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Bedford River Festival, held every other year, may soon be rebranded. In 2022, there were over 300,000 attendants at one of the UK's biggest free events, which originated 4.5 decades ago. The first Bedford Borough Family Festival is due to take place next year on the 20th and 21st of July and will occur every year. There is still some uncertainty regarding whether any other parts of the borough will be involved. A council spokesperson described the new family focus celebration as offering a memorable and enjoyable experience while celebrating the rich tapestry and cultures, businesses, organisations and groups that make Bedford Borough truly exceptional. Analysis completed by BPI Assist Disposal Solutions has shown that over the past 5 years, Central Bedfordshire ranked 9th in the country for the biggest rise in business rates. A spokesperson for the council said that they would continue to support businesses through rate relief that qualifying ratepayers are entitled to. 69-year-old Luton resident Mary Blake played in the 1969 Women's European Championship, receiving a bronze medal in host nation Italy at 16 years of age. Although the England women's team were defeated by Spain 1-0 in the Women's World Cup final yesterday, she is a huge fan of the England Lionesses team and their courage and their journey. She said, "We dreamed about things like this. It's just come such a long way in the last few years, really." 5 meerkat pups were born at Woburn Safari Park last month. The eldest of the tiny creatures has yet to be named, so the keepers are hoping that their Instagram and Facebook followers will be up for the task. That's it for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.